latest in Christian music news, it's time for the TCM Update with Cam Want.
This week, we're going to look at some of the songs that have helped define Christian music over the past 40 years. Some spring to mind immediately. Shout to the Lord, Darlene Check. I Can Only Imagine, Mercy Me. And Amazing Grace, My Chains Are Gone, Chris Tomlin. They're among the best sellers. But let's look at this a different way. The team at TCM has trawled through the playlists of Christian radio stations in Australia over the past 40 years and come up with the most played tunes for each year and each month. Today, we're sampling the month of June. This will give you a wonderful overview of the way Christian music developed. Let's begin. 1 year ago, Young and Free scored its 10th number one with Best Friends. 5 years ago, United, another Hillsong act, had its third chart topper with Say the Word. 10 years ago, Reach, the solo debut from Peter Furler, formerly of the Newsboys, hit the top for 8 weeks. And 15 years ago, Rebecca St. James, the first Aussie Christian performer to win a Grammy, scored her fourth Aussie number one with You Are Loved. Sadly, as we go back further, there's no further Aussies, at least for the month we've sampled. 20 years ago, Ben Glover had a hit with 26 Letters. These days, he works mainly as a songwriter and producer. He's won 2 Grammys for his work with Mandisa and co-written numerous tunes for King & Country, Crowder and Mercy Me. 25 years ago, Bob Carlyle, the man we know best for the song Butterfly Kisses, hit the top on Australian Christian radio with Mighty Love. And 30 years ago, Amy Grant was all across Christian and pop radio in Australia with her biggest song, Baby Baby. And as we trek into the 80s, it's worth mentioning that it was a different era. There was just a handful of Christian stations here, but there were hundreds of programs on commercial and community stations that aired Christian music as a part of their statutory time, fulfilling a requirement to broadcast an hour a week of religious programming. 35 years ago, I Know from Michael W. Smith topped the survey, and 40 years ago, the Imperials, a group who backed Elvis Presley, topped the Christian radio charts in Australia with The Trumpet of Jesus. While there's been massive changes to musical styles over the past 40 years, the intention has always been the same, to honour God and make Him known. I'm Cam with the TCM Update.